Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
Yeah.
On June 30th.
That's right. Last day of June, we're going to start the last half of the year.
Yes.
With a do not fear.
That's it.
Deuteronomy 1:17. Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of anyone, for judgment belongs to God.
Amen.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful for us today.
On today's call, we're going to talk about 10 success secrets of Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Success is an attitude. Success is a habit. Success is a lifestyle. Success is easily available to anybody who wants it, believes they can have it, works for it, never gives up, and always, always trust God, no matter what.
That's it.
Success happens inside you before it ever happens around you. There is a defining moment when you decide to take control of your own life and embrace the success that God wants for you. Joshua spent 20 years preparing for his divine destiny, his success as a leader for the children of Israel. And the life and book of Joshua, there are 10 success secrets that are critical to our future.
They're hidden in plain sight.
Amen.
That's it. First step, see your goal. It's not enough for you to believe for your goal. You've got to see it. See it in your mind's eye, your imagination. What God created you to see, how God created you to see it. You got to know that it can be a reality
yes.
in your life. God not only promised Joshua he would win the battle, he also wanted him to see the victory before it ever happened. And this is very important to get down in our spirits because it's critical in moving the hand of God in our circumstances. One of the keys of Joshua's victory was the fact that God said to him, "See, I have given you Jericho." It's in Joshua 6:2. It's not there by accident. He wanted him to see the victory so that he could go up and conquer. He uses the same principle in allowing Joshua to see the victory in the next city, which was Ai. It's Ai. Joshua said, "Arise, go to Ai. See, I have given unto thee the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land." We need to be able to see ourselves debt-free before we'll ever become debt-free. We need to see ourselves being healthy, promoted, employed, I mean, financially independent before we're going to be able to see, to ever experience it. We have to see it on the inside.
You're right, baby.
To see it on the outside.
You're right. Second step, arise, do something. In Joshua 1:2, when Jehovah said, "Arise, go over the Jordan," Joshua was ready. He went into the Hebrew camp. In Joshua 1:11, and said, "Prepare, for within 3 days you are to pass over the Jordan to go in and possess the land which Jehovah your God giveth you to possess." The Jordan River symbolizes an obstacle that stands between you and your goal. Oftentimes that barrier appears more difficult to penetrate than it really is. The Jordan River wasn't very big, especially by our standards. It's more like a large creek. The children of Israel had been in the desert so long that it looked like an extraordinary body of water. The children of Israel had seen, they seemed huge. It seemed huge because it was primarily a psychological barrier. When God said, "Arise," that means to start moving towards your goal, the thing you desire, the thing you've been believing for. And you got a part to play in your own success. Joshua 1:16, all that thou hast commanded us, we will do. Whithersoever thou hast sent us, we'll go. If you want to be successful, you got to see yourself going. Arise, get started, start moving towards your victory. Arise, do something. Success is coming to your house.
That's it. Hallelujah. Step three. Say yes to possibilities and no to every excuse. There are so many believers do just the opposite. They say yes to the excuses and no to the possibilities. But that needs to stop, and it needs to stop today. So let's explore some of the excuses that people use. I'm too young. You need to tell that to Debbie Fields, founder and owner of Mrs. Fields Cookies, who was in her 20s when she achieved success. Or maybe Steve Jobs, founder of Apple Computers, who made his first million when he was 23, his first 10 million at 24, and his first 100 million at 25.
Wow.
Sometimes people say, yeah, that works for them, but I'm too old. Look, work will not kill you. Idleness, on the other hand, is often deadly. When you're not getting up and doing something, you get very lazy. People who take early retirement often die younger than those who are still in working or keep on working. Gandhi was 78 when he led India to independence. Mother Teresa was 69 when she won the Nobel Peace Prize. George Burns was 79 when he won his first Oscar. Colonel Sanders was 65 when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Caleb was 85 when he said,
yeah,
give me my mountain. You know, here's excuse number three. Think about this now. It says, I'm not educated. Look, the point being is this. There's so many excuses. But when you say I'm not educated, neither was fashion designer Donna Karan. Thomas sure. Edison left school when he was at age 16. Bill Gates is a college dropout. Next one, I'm afraid of failure. Hey, we're all afraid of failing. Let's face it, everybody is. But look at all the people who have succeeded. And why did they succeed? Because fear results between our two ears. Fear is a result of perhaps something that you have past failures or a lack of confidence or unknowingly put into you by friends or relatives or whoever, teachers sometimes. But you can change that today.
Yes.
By changing the way you think.
Yes.
Let God transform you into a new person today, this moment, by changing the way you think. But here's the bottom line. Just say no to doubt, fear, and defeat. Say yes to the opportunities that God puts before you, knowing that the greater one in you, that between you and him in you, you can achieve it.
The fourth step, cleanse yourself of all unrighteousness, sanctify yourself. The next step in Joshua's master plan was for success was across the Jordan River. In preparation for this, Joshua told the people to sanctify themselves, meaning to cleanse themselves inwardly and outwardly with the promise. Joshua 3:5 says, for tomorrow Jehovah will do wonders among you. I love that. Joshua told the priest to go into a river, stand still, just inside the water's edge, bearing the Ark of the Covenant, Joshua 3:8. And when they did, the waters parted, and the people passed over into the promised land. Before you can cross over, you need to sanctify yourself, cleansing yourself of any and all unrighteousness. But the good news is that he is faithful to cleanse us and forgive us of any and all unrighteousness, as it says in 1 John 1:9.
Fifth step, speak words of life, victory, and power to your situation. Where are life, victory, and power? In the Word of God. We need to review the divine promises that assure us that we will be successful. We are God's heritage. We need to study the passages that tell us that God didn't make us to be pushed, kicked to the curb. He made us to be conquered.
Yes.
In Joshua 3:9, it says, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of Jehovah your God. And let me tell you, you need God, the Word of God, to lead you in the way that you need to go. What do we say every day? Get in the Word. It'll give you the strength you need.
Yes, and the wisdom.
Yes.
Sixth step, eliminate all fear of failure. Joshua 8:1. The Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee. Arise, go up.
Number 7, God is on your side. When your heart is right, you're seeking God and his righteousness. Let me tell you, God will step in and fight your battles. Exodus 23:22 says, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries.
The 8th step, realize the part you have to play in your own steps to success. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Hallelujah.
If you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right.
That's powerful. Number 9, 9th step, keep focused on your success. You know, you got to read that Bible. That's the most important thing. But then you also can build yourself up with CDs, MP3s, on that daily Bible reading. I mean, you can change the direction in proportion to the amount of word you put in and the amount of negative you kick out.
That's it.
Nobody else can do it for you. You're going to be the one that has to pursue the word of God for yourself. One of the best ways to stay focused is reading things that teach you, listening to teachings, stir your faith in your God-given creativity by people who are fired up and ready to go, like Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Amen. 10th step, give thanks.
Yes, Jesus.
As the Hebrews passed through the Jordan River, Joshua instructed them to pick up 12 stones from the water, one for each of the tribes of Israel. After arriving on the edge of the Promised Land, they built an altar at Gilgal, using the 12 stones as a memorial of thanksgiving to Jehovah for having divinely delivered Israel's 12 tribes. You read that in Joshua 4:19-24. When you pass through troubled waters or on dry land again, always give thanks. Don't take the good you have for granted. Get out in front of your battle. Begin praising God for the things that he's already done in your life, the things that he's doing at this very moment, and the things that he's going to do. Consider this as a confession. Heavenly Father, this morning, I'm coming into the powerful yet precious place of agreement with every believer on this phone call.
That's it.
For the families of those.
So, you know, the Lord lifting us up to those, lifting up all the needs of all the people that we are, that are hearing the sound of our voice, whether it's, you know, right now live or those who listen in today. Because the Lord our God is our refuge and our strength, and he is a very present help in time of trouble, as it says in Psalm 46. We have no need of fear. No matter what this day holds, we know this. We know who holds the day.
That's
for
right.
us, and that he will take us, you, Lord God, will take us through it, because your word says that, Father God, you are God, and there is nobody like you, and there is nothing too difficult for you.
And Father, we rejoice that your word says that we're not left comfortless. So allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you in every situation that you face.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we speak that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, we do.
We need to pray for everyone. We need to pray for the families of those people who were killed in that little submarine.
And all the other tragedies that come, we just lift them up to the Lord, and, well, we're the ones who need to be the ones doing it.
Amen.
Anyway, praise be to God forevermore.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.